Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the NFL Scotland podcast as we start to look back at some of the headlines from the 2018 NFL free agency so far. My name is Cameron Hobbs.
And my name is Paul Mitchell. It's been an action-packed couple of weeks as some have strengthened, some have lost out, and a lot of players have been paid. We're going to talk about who the biggest winners and losers have been so far.
We'll also have a quick look back at episode 4 and see how Paul and I did in our first ever pick 6 section. It's pretty safe to say it wasn't a flying start.
Indeed it wasn't. That's why we've got a professional on board. Joining us today to chat all things NFL is Edinburgh Wolves quarterback Jamie Morrison. Jamie, welcome to the programme. Now, we always ask the same questions of our guests. It started as 3 questions and got slightly out of hand. So first of all, who are you?
Hi, I'm Jamie Morrison. Obviously, I play quarterback for the Edinburgh Wolves, who I've been playing for since I was 14. So I think this might be season 12 now.
Wow. Which NFL team do you follow?
I'm a Houston Texans fan. For, I think, 8 years. I think I started off as a Patriots fan and I was like, people kept calling me a glory hunter. I was like, I've got to get this changed.
There's nobody can accuse you of that now, to be fair.
Definitely. So what attracted you to follow the NFL?
When I was younger, my dad was in the army. So as he was out, he obviously got to meet a lot of Americans who taught him how to play American football. So they shared their love with him. He would then watch it on the TV. So every time I'd pass in, I'd just sit down for 10 minutes, give out a wee watch. Then we also went camping a few times. One time one of my cousins came, brought an American football, so obviously we're throwing it around near the tent. But one of my very strong memory is my dad throwing it to my brother. My brother put his hands up, went straight through his hands, smacked him in the face. I was dying with laughter, I couldn't stop. He was in pain.
And that's what attracted you to the Houston Texans.
How long had your brother played for? Now, we normally ask, what position would you play if you played the game? But you obviously play the game. So I'll ask you the question, what attracted you to quarterback in particular?
I think it was just because I started off in the school team. So one of the coaches from the Edinburgh Wolves at the time came down to the school to start teaching there. And I just went along, and since I'd already tried, I was like, I'll give it a bash, see how it goes, and it just kind of continued from there and continued to develop. So there was no real other than, I can throw the ball, you bet.
And as we took the mickey out your brother, it's a difficult thing if you've never actually tried to catch a ball that's been thrown at pace. I actually, when I was on holiday years ago, got one of the machines. It was in the Worldwide Sports of Disney, and the guy got the machine and fired the ball, and you ran, you cut inside and you caught it, and I had no idea how sore that was. It was unbelievably sore when it's thrown at pace, so I've got some sympathy for your brother.
Yeah, there's a reason they wear gloves, that's for sure. So to kick off episode 5 then, we're going to have a look back at what's been going on through free agency, through the pickups, through the trades as well. We're going to split this up into each of the divisions as well, chat through what we think's been a really good move, what's maybe not been so good, and then ultimately pick a winner from each division. At the end of that, we're going to pick one team each that we think has ultimately won NFL free agency. I think if you look out there, there's a vast array of opinions, so I fully anticipate we'll get more of that here. So let's get caught first of all with the NFC North. Just rattling through this really quickly, and I've really just focused on the headlines here. But the Chicago Bears, the big thief for them are Allen Robinson, picked up from the Jaguars, Taylor Gabriel, speedster from the Falcons, and Trey Burton, who's just won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Looking at the Lions, they've picked up LeGarrette Blount, which obviously will go some way to helping their running back game. Again, a Super Bowl winner there as well. The Green Bay Packers, they've picked up Deshaun Kizer, backup QB, through a trade from the Browns. Two big ticket signings, Jimmy Graham, which will be a sore one for you, Paul, and Muhammad Wilkerson from the Jets. And then finally, probably the biggest name off the board to the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins. They've also picked up backup in Trevor Siemian and also Shelton Richardson from the Seahawks. So, gents, what do you like and what do you not like?
I like the Bears. And that's not a sentence you hear very often regarding the NFL. No, I like the Bears. I think they've gone out. They've been aggressive. They've got the quarterback that they want. They now need people to throw to, Robinson, Gabriel and Burton. I mean, it's a lot of money. I mean, it's a serious amount of money. And I know, you know, players can get cut in the deals. But if you look at the headline, you know, $42 million for Allen Robinson. Talk about rolling the dice. But out of them all, it's the Bears for me.
Jamie, obviously, as a quarterback yourself, is Allan Robinson the sort of wide receiver you'd like to? That's a ridiculous. Imagine that Allan Robinson played for the Wolves, but you know, off the players in the NFL, is that the sort of player that you'd like to be chucking a ball to?
Definitely, he's already proven in, was it 2016 when he had his breakout year for obviously making doing a great year for the Jags, and I think it's definitely something that the Bears needed to pick up, given their second year quarterback weapons if they want to progress. And hopefully start actually going on from their build-up year and actually starting to challenge the Packers and the Vikings. But for me, I quite like the Blount pickup for the Lions. For years, they've been putting too much on the shoulders of Matthew Stafford. I think, what is it, 69 games or something crazy like that since they've had a 100-yard rush?
Yeah.
That pickup's huge. I'd like to maybe see them maybe pick someone up in the draft as well. But they definitely need to start getting their run game going so they can maybe, they've been saying for years that they're going to try and push and get a playoff win. So I do like that as a good pickup for them. Really helps in the red zone specifically.
Now, we heard a lot as well about the Packers, and we were told that they were changing their approach to free agency. Normally quite reserved at this time of year, we were told they were going to go all out. Now, they've maybe not picked up a lot of names, but are a lot of individual players, but the two of the names that they've picked up there, Muhammad Wilkerson from the Jets, who is an absolute monster. Probably needs a fresh start as well. And Jimmy Graham, who when we last met Paul, we reckoned there was nowhere he was going other than New Orleans.
Yeah, I thought we'd go to New Orleans. I did say at the time though, you never go back. But I would have made an exception for Jimmy Graham. Muhammad Wilkerson, well, his mother's quite far away. Yeah. I think that's probably the good thing as far as the Packers are concerned. You don't want to upset her. Jimmy Graham, it depends which Jimmy Graham you get. Is it going to be years one and two of Seattle? If so, $30 million. It's not a bargain if you're getting the last eight games, then you are. I like Wilkerson. He's a good, solid player. And Deshaun Kizer, well, he's broken, isn't he? They've got to fix him.
Yeah.
And that's not his fault. I mean, he was asked to do almost the impossible with the Browns. So imagine being able to walk into your training facility and you see Aaron Rodgers sitting next to you. That in itself, I think, will boost them. Is he any good at the moment? I don't think we know. I mean, you'll have watched him closer than us, Jamie, in terms of what he does. But to me, I certainly couldn't tell whether he was going to be good, bad or indifferent.
For Kizer, what's going to be nice for him is some consistency. When he was with the Browns, they're telling him that you're our guy, we're going to go with the full time, and then he keeps getting put back in constantly. Like, he's going to need like a year to get his confidence back up. But being in the situation with the Packers where he knows that he's the backup, that's his job, that he just needs to be ready in case anything terrible happens to Aaron Rodgers and we all cry as the NFL gets worse.
But it does tend to happen as well with Aaron, it's at least once a season.
But no, it's definitely a great situation for him to be in, to be able to know that he's not got too much pressure on him and he can just get back to playing football, hopefully.
How important do you think it is, as Paul says there, to be behind someone like Aaron Rodgers, the fact that he can now just sit, watch, learn? I mean, is there anyone better to learn from than him?
Possibly Tom Brady, yeah. But again, we're talking like the big names. It is a great situation for him to be in. We obviously saw how Aaron Rodgers came in after being in the same situation where he was able to sit back, learn, and actually get an appreciation for what the type of football is like at the NFL level. So definitely a great situation for him to be in.
And then to wrap things up then in NFC North, we've got the Minnesota Vikings, who of course, big ticket, name off the board, Kirk Cousins, the highest paid player in NFL history. Picked up Trevor Siemian, don't know if I'm pronouncing that surname right, but, and Sheldon Richardson, good friend of Muhammad Wilkerson, so once teammates now on the opposite team, so a decent pickup there. He had an okay season at the Seahawks, was much better at the Jets, and obviously they felt the defensive tackle needed addressed as well. So Kirk Cousins, surprised by the move, and do you think he's going to be a success?
I think he will be a success. The only surprise was that, for me, was Denver didn't chase him a little bit harder. You can understand him going to Minnesota, it's plug and play, he should be able to cope. It's a great stadium, good setup, they're Super Bowl ready. Can he deliver? I think he can.
Yeah, definitely think he will be able to deliver. The weapons they've got there is just, he must be loving it going into that situation. Hopefully we'll see what happens with Cook, if he manages to come back from his injury and is able to produce to the same level, because he was looking fantastic at the early last year. But I also like the Sheldon Richardson pickup. It's a 1 year deal, prove it. Yeah. You can never have enough D-line talent just to be disruptive. So it should be an interesting one. I think Kirk Cousins is going to do a great job. Is he going to be, at that price, be more effective than the previous quarterbacks from last year? Only time will tell. But it'll be interesting, though, the fact is, obviously, changing their offensive coordinator. It's obviously a big change-up. Who knows how he's going to be getting used and what kind of scheme. But at least if everyone else is learning, he's learning. He's not going to be falling behind and being expected to learn quite a rapid rate. So they'll all be learning together and hopefully learn to merge and actually be on the same page.
So, who's your winner in NFC North?
The Bears for me. I'll take the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Vikings on this one. I think Sheldon Richardson, if they can get him going, especially that defense was playing at a phenomenal level. And I'd like to see Kirk Cousins with the weapons around him. I think that he's already played at a high level, and I think that's only just going to elevate even further.
So I think, yeah, I think that the Vikings that's the biggest step up, in the sense that I think it could have the biggest overall end difference. But I'm going to agree with you, Paul. I think that the overall ranking and power ranking change differential is in Chicago. I think that, you know, Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen did a decent job from running back when that was pretty much the only option there. This gives some threat. And Trubisky's now got no excuse to thrive, and hopefully he'll push on from there. So I think it's the Bears for me as well. Moving on then to NFC East, and we'll kick off with the Dallas Cowboys. The only real name of note for them, I think, is Alan Hearns, who they've picked up from the Jaguars. New York Giants, Jonathan Stewart, so they've needed a running back for a while as well. Cody Latimer from Denver, wide receiver, more of a special teams player. Nate Solder as well from the Patriots, and Alec Ogletree in a trade from the Rams. The Philadelphia Eagles picked up Mike Wallace from the Ravens, Michael Bennett, Haloti Ngata from the Lions, Daryl Worley in a trade with the Panthers. There's a little asterisk next to Michael Bennett with all that's going on with him at the moment. Yep. We'll come to that. And the Redskins moved early, picked up Alex Smith pretty much as soon as the offseason started in a trade. They've also signed Paul Richardson for what looks to be quite a lot of money from the Seahawks, and a decent cornerback in Orlando Scandrick from the Cowboys. So, Dallas Cowboys, Alan Hearns, really, that's about it.
Quite so far for the Dallas Cowboys. You mentioned the New York Giants needed a running back and they've signed one. I think the New York Giants still need a running back. They need to sign another one. I'm not convinced. I've liked Jonathan Shear as a player before. I'm not sure it's still there. And often it's the quality of the line that you're going behind. So they get plaudits for Nate Solder. They get plaudits for Alex Ogletree, the Giants. Jonathan Stewart, I'm not so sure about. Super Bowl teams can get gutted. Yeah. And we've seen this before. The Eagles, Wallace, that's a prove-it deal of the year. Bennett, who knows? Worley's solid enough. I think the Eagles probably will just need to settle for looking at the draft and just picking up one or two. And as much as I like Kirk Cousins going to Minnesota, I also like Alex Smith going to Washington. I think they needed a change in Washington. Cousins needed out. And I think they've got somebody in who's pretty terrific. And I think they could do a good job. Needs a little bit more. Paul Richardson's an interesting pickup, but I think he needs another weapon or two.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely love the Alex Smith pickup. I've been a massive fan of Alex Smith for years. He obviously had a tough time when he first came into the league with a different coordinator every year. But since then, he's just been getting better and better every year. And I think he'll bring a high level of expectation and standard to the Redskins that hopefully the players around them will strive from it. I do quite, the Giants ones is an interesting one, because I'm not sure as to what their goals are for the season. I'm hearing chat about them rebuilding, but then there's also when they're doing these big pickups like Nate Solder going big money for a tackle free agency market was really pushed high for money,
yeah,
for requirements, but his injury history, so it'll be interesting to see what he comes in, but they're making an attempt to protect their quarterback, especially if it's still going to be Eli Manning,
yeah,
and who knows what they're going to do in the draft. So I'm quite intrigued to see how they go forward. But I do like the Eagles have done a good job picking up more players and staying strong. I think they've kept a lot of their guys from the Super Bowl, yeah, run, so they're going to be obviously threatening to try and go for a second one. Should be interesting.
Yeah, I think the Eagles, it's an interesting, like you say, it is interesting because you do see Super Bowl winning teams often plundered. You know, the exception to that tends to be the Patriots, who seem to just manage their roster in such a way they can keep everybody. Although, in saying that, they've actually lost quite a lot this year. Mike Wallace feels like a direct replacement for Torrey Smith. Michael Bennett, obviously, if he doesn't face, if nothing comes of these charges against him, then, you know, he could be a big player for them. He was a big, strong, nasty player for the Seahawks. Haloti Ngata is a solid player from the Lions, so that D-line's definitely getting stronger. And then Daryl Worley's replaced Peterson, who's gone back to New Orleans as well, and we'll cover that in a minute. The one thing I like the Alex Smith one as well. I think Alex Smith is a great player. But if you're Alex Smith and you've come from what feels like a really talented Chiefs offense, are you looking at your lineup and going, who on earth am I chucking it to? It feels like Paul Richardson's a clear number one, and I don't know that he was that good at the Seahawks. So
I think Alex Smith did the right thing. He moved quickly. They obviously want to go with Mahomes. That's what they've decided to do. He's done the graceful thing. He's got himself out. Washington, again, it can be coaching connections as well. Washington have struggled for a while. He could be the guy that might just flip them over. But the problem with Washington, as most Washington fans will tell you, is often the culture that's there. But he could be the kind of guy. He's not going to get messed around. That's for sure. He's been around in the league far too long. Nobody's going to mess Alex Smith around. I think he'll demand a lot of those around him. So in terms of winners, I would pick Washington, because I think he's the one that could make, again, if we look at who's going to make the biggest difference, the biggest leap forward, not necessarily win the division, I think they'll make the biggest leap.
Jamie?
For me, I actually quite like the Giants' moves. Jonathan Stewart has been a solid back. He's obviously starting to get aging, but I think he'll still definitely do a good job. And I also like the Ogletree pickup. I think that's a great trade for them to come in and secure a solid linebacker. So,
and I did say it would all be all different. I'm picking the Eagles because actually I think they've done pretty good. Where they could have lost a lot, they didn't have a lot of salary space there, but I think they've done some pretty solid work. Again, little asterisk next to Michael Bennett until we find out what happens there. But, you know, Mike Wallace has proven he can be a very capable receiver, and when they get Wentz back, that's not another weapon for them as well. So yeah, there you go. We're definitely not all going to be here, are we? So moving on then, NFC South. This one's nice and short. The Atlanta Falcons, I've pretty much not listed anybody next to them. There's a bunch of cheap sort of defensive players, a couple of pickups here and there, but nothing of real note. Carolina Panthers have picked up very experienced Torrey Smith, double Super Bowl winner, Jarius Wright as well, but Dontari Poe is the big one, I think, from them. They've picked up from the Falcons. New Orleans Saints, we've got Demario Davis, linebacker, which fills a need. Patrick Robinson, I said Peterson earlier. Patrick Robinson, of course, who returns from the Eagles. And then this one's on here just because I want to ask you about it, is Tom Savage. But we'll come back to him. And then the Tampa Buccaneers have traded for Jason Pierre-Paul and all eight of his fingers. And Vinny Curry has come in from the Eagles. So, obviously, you're biased, Paul, but Tom Savage is clearly what you like here.
He's a great special teams player. That one did, I must admit, surprise me slightly. It's not a lot of money. It's $1.5 million, but I don't really see the purpose of it. In Sean Payton, we trust, so we'll leave it at that. Demario Davis, Patrick Robinson, can't complain about them in any way, shape, or form. Curry, for the Bucks, I think that's something they definitely need. Yeah. The Panthers, Torrey Smith, he's a good pickup at wide receiver. It's another weapon for Cam. Jarius Wright, you know, if he'd had ambitions, I think he would have tried to stay where he was. Mm-hmm. So it might be the fact that they were willing to let him go. Taints him slightly for me. And I'm always intrigued by when you go within your same division. You know, so go from, in Dottari Poe's case, from the Falcons to the Panthers. And it's quite interesting because it just, there's going to be a rivalry, there's going to be edge in there. I don't think, to be honest, if you said pick a winner, I don't think there's a clear winner there for me.
Nah, overall, the NFC South has been a very quiet one. Dottari Poe, like you were saying, is an intriguing one for me. As soon as you're, if you're stealing from other teams in that division, you're weakening them, you're trying to strengthen yourself. The Panthers have always been especially of recent years, have been very, very strong on defence, and I think they've just added another a weapon to keep them continue that. So we're probably looking for them to be a dominant defensive force again. I do like the Torrey Smith pickup. I think Cam Newton's got a big arm. If he can blow the top off the defence, or at least stretch them, I think it's going to put him in a good situation. He's also looking to obviously come into the season healthier.
Yeah.
Last season was a bit up and down, as depending on how his shoulder was doing. So I think that's quite a nice pickup. I actually quite like the Jason Pierre-Paul trade. I thought a third round pick and a swap of the fourth was actually I think they've managed to get a really good player there, experienced, that they can, for not as much value as I would have expected. So I think that was quite an interesting one.
And then you got to see Tom Savage for your team. So yeah. What's Paul getting?
A healthy Drew Brees.
Yeah. Hopefully someone who just stays on the bench.
Yeah. There to make up the numbers. And a winner for you then?
I'm going to go with the Panthers. I think Dontari Poe is a solid pickup. I like my linemen. As much as I play quarterback and I like throwing to my receiver and stuff, I like my linemen and understand that the impact they have. So I'll go with the Panthers.
Grant, I think for me, actually, I actually think, again, for progress, it's the Saints. I think, actually, we saw last year, there's not a problem on the offense at all. I think that they've got an exciting team full of options, and Drew Brees is staying for another 2 years. Everything's singing, happy days. And I think they've addressed two areas of the team that definitely need looked at. You know, cornerback, we'll not talk about that Vikings game again. We've done that enough. Any experience there is only going to be useful. Demario Davis is a decent linebacker as well, so we'll scrub Tom Savage from that list. And I reckon the Saints have picked up a few key pieces there that could just maybe get them that extra bit next season. So let's wrap up the NFC then with the NFC West. Arizona Cardinals picked up Sam Bradford from the Vikings and Justin Pugh from the Giants. Lots of money going to those two. The Rams have upgraded their cornerbacks with Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, both of them via trades. The Niners picked up Jerick McKinnon, Weston Richburg from the Giants, and of course we talked about it last time, Richard Sherman from the Seahawks. And then the Seahawks have picked up a few randoms, I'll be honest. I've listed them just because this is as good as it gets for them. Marcus Johnson from the Eagles in a trade. I had to look him up. I was no idea who it was. Jaron Brown, who's been injured quite a lot from the Cardinals. Ed Dixon, who came in briefly to cover, I've forgotten the Panthers tight end's name. Oh, right, that'll come back to me. DJ Fluker from the Giants and Barkevious Mingo from the Colts. What is the name of the Panthers tight end?
Greg Olsen,
thank you. Jeez, I had Graham Gano stuck in my head. What, NFL Scotland, you know?
I just have nothing to do
and
with...
And it was G.O., so...
I don't have anything to do with Panthers players. Barkevious Mingo has to be the best name in the NFL. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. You look at this division and you think, the Cards need a quarterback, that's fine. They got Sam Bradford. I think that's decent enough if he's healthy. He's a good enough player. The one that jumps out at me is the LA Rams to pick up the two cornerbacks if they can stay on the field and not throw flags at people and start fights. If they fit into the culture of the Rams to me, and I don't know about you, Jamie, they're the clear winners for me in the NFC West.
No, I agree. I was the Rams. Wade Phillips is definitely someone who gets a lot of respect from his players. He's very experienced in the league. And I think both of them are definitely going to be working hard for them. When you've got the defense they already had, who are on fire, they're going to get pressure. These guys are going to be making plays. They're going to be scary next season. They're definitely trying to push to maybe get go to the Super Bowl. They're all in. I think especially the fact they've went out and traded for these players. They've not been picked up in free agency. They've went out and gotten who they want. The Jerick McKinnon signing for me was quite an interesting one. I think is he now the third highest paid running back in the league?
Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing, like, isn't it? $30 million, wow. Yeah.
But he's given Garoppolo an extra weapon out there. He is a playmaker. He proved that last year, filled in the role for the Vikings and was able to do an excellent job. I think he helped me to get a fantasy football win. I do like that. So it should be interesting. The 49ers are, I'm intrigued to see how they do next year. They obviously were on fire at the end of last season. I don't think anyone really wanted to play against them. And they've just added some extra weapons. Richard Sherman, as much as he talks a big game, he does back up. I quite like Richard Sherman. I quite like people who are confident in their abilities to go out there and talk. So, yeah, I think the Rams and the 49ers are going to be competing it out, I think. But I think the Rams are going to be the clear winners from that.
Yeah, I can't disagree here. I think we're all in unanimous with this one. Interesting to read that Aqib Talib turned down a trade to the 49ers, that was potentially in there, and he didn't want to go. So for me, if you'd started this whole free agency and said, as a Niner, you're going to have either Aqib Talib or Richard Sherman, I would have been a rock in between. I would have been between a rock and a hard place and said, no, I don't want either. Bunch of jerks. I think as people and on the field, they are aggressive. And I like it. I like an aggressive defense. I thought the Jags D this year was really fun. They were aggressive, but hadn't quite tipped into this sort of uber ego of I didn't like the whole Legion of Boom. It was fun at first. You know, I rooted for the Seahawks when Russell Wilson's first season, and then kind of lost favour with them because obviously rivalry, but felt that a couple of them, Michael Bennett in particular, just took it too far. That kind of super aggressive in your face to the point where you're actually just being a jerk. I'll be honest. Sherman or Talib? I would have struggled to pick. Fine, we've got Sherman. It'll be interesting to see. I think the biggest positive for the Niners is Weston Richburg. I think, actually, if he can stay fit, he is an excellent centre. And that's an area that they absolutely need upgraded. They need to protect. And I think he could be a key player to doing that. But no, I'll agree. I think that the LA Rams have upgraded an area of the team that needed it. And like you say, they are definitely one to watch for this season. So they're my winner.
So we did pick six last time round. We picked six great players. Kirk Cousins, Teddy Bridgewater, Allen Robinson, Sammy Watkins, Carlos Hyde and Jerick McKinnon. I'm delighted to say I got absolutely none of them right. Kirk Cousins for the Denver Broncos was a shoo-in for me, but he decided on a whim and nothing else to go to the Minnesota Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater, if anybody could have guessed he was going to the New York Jets, congratulations. Allen Robinson to the Bears was a good one.
I got that one right. Yeah, I'm just saying.
That was the only one.
That was the only one I got right. But I'm claiming it. I won.
Sammy Watkins to Kansas City Chiefs. Carlos Hyde, which we thought might have gone to the 49ers, ended up with the Browns. And Jerick McKinnon ends up with the 49ers. So we didn't do stunningly well on the pick six, but we are not deterred. We're going to pick another six players who are available at the moment at the time of recording. DeMarco Murray, Ndamukong Suh, Kenny Vaccaro, Eric Reid, Jordan Matthews and Adrian Peterson. And we're going to see between Cameron, Jamie and I if we can tell you where they're going to be going. The headline at the moment is Ndamukong Suh. The Jets have apparently pulled out on him. The Rams and the Saints now are the front runners. Now this comes back to something you said before. Do you take the player or the person? Yeah. As a Saints fan, Ndamukong Suh, I'm not in love with, but as a player, I would take that. I think you would have to. He's that good a player. I'm just not convinced on the other side of things. I think he'll end up at the Rams.
Do you know what? Just to counter that, I think he's going to go to the Saints. I think Party Town, New Orleans. That's got to be more exciting than playing in LA at the moment. So. And the character will win over the player, I think. I think that he's going to look at where he's got the best chance to win and where he's got the best chance to shine. I think that the choice even in going to the Dolphins showed a little bit of that. He was the star. I think if he goes to LA, he is a star amongst other defensive stars. Whereas if he goes to New Orleans, he is the star on defense. So I think ego might win that for him in the end.
Jimmy?
It's an interesting one because if you put him at the Rams next to Aaron Donald, that is frightening. But then it also makes you wonder how they would actually use the pair of them together, especially if they're running a 3-4. In what position did they play? Is he allowed to be as versatile as maybe he hoped? I don't know. I personally think he's going to end up at the Saints. I think that it's a great choice for him. He gets to obviously stay nice and south. So obviously the city's great. But I think if he wants to go out and win, I think the Saints is probably where he's going to be able to still be the star that he wants to be. He's going to be extremely productive. pair him next to Cameron Jordan, and I think they're both going to do great things together, and they've obviously got the explosive and wonderful offense that's down there, so I think he'll go to the Saints.
I think looking at this list, we're looking at different things. We're looking at a player like Sue, who will go well before the draft. You're just wondering if there's a few others that might hang around a little bit longer, depending on teams, where they're getting what they want out of their draft picks. And I think that's particularly true of DeMarco Murray. The upside to DeMarco Murray is quite a big upside if you can get him cheaply enough. Or are you going to look for a running back that's coming out of the draft? I'm not convinced that Jonathan Stewart is the best pickup for the Giants. I'm wondering if they don't get their running back in the draft, whether just a little, he could end up actually in either of the New York teams, DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, I think that's a fair shout. So, well, which way are you going to go?
I'll go Giants.
Yeah, commitment. For me, I think he could end up in the desert. I think he could end up out of Arizona. I think that they rolled the dice on Peterson and it didn't really work. And obviously Peterson finds himself as a free agent. We'll come on to him. I think that's not necessarily something they go away from. And obviously we've seen the injury problems that they've had out there. David Johnson was out for pretty much the whole season. What an exciting player he is. But they got to have something solid in backup. So I think he would be a decent pickup for the Cardinals.
When I had been before, like this week, I actually had him going to the Lions. I thought that'd been a great place for him to go. He obviously went with Blount, so I'm actually going to go with Seattle. I think Seattle have obviously been in the hunt previously last year for a running back. I think he'll actually be a better pickup than what they've had previously. It gives him, he does everything, he catches, he blocks, he runs well. It just depends on, again, what Murray's going to show up. Is his age going to finally catch up on him? But I think Seattle is a great place for him to go.
So we come on to Adrian Peterson. Obviously, didn't work at the Saints. Cardinals showed a couple of great moves, a couple of great games for the Cardinals. But and they might still be a little bit interested in him, I think. I'm just wondering, wherever DeMarco Murray lands, if Adrian Peterson lands just behind. So we've talked about potentially the Giants, the Jets, the Seahawks. Is it a similar market for him?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's an interesting one. He's still got something to offer. He definitely does. He's too good a player not to be. And you look at someone like Frank Gore, a different type, but Frank Gore just keeps going and going and going. There's definitely teams with the need as well. I wondered about Seattle there, I'll be honest. I thought he might thrive there. There's been times where he's not played behind the best O-lines, but still able to get those yards out. He's not got the explosive capability that he once had, but you know, with a lot of inexperienced running backs being the rest of the guys up there in Seattle, maybe he's the experience that can help bring those guys on. So I'm going to go on and I'm going to say Seahawks here. You didn't actually commit, Paul.
I didn't commit, so I've given one New York team. I'm going to go with the other New York team. I'll go with the Jets.
No.
Just to be contrite, contrary. Jordan Matthews is an interesting player. Are you surprised he's available?
I don't know, because if the Eagles really truly thought he was their guy, they wouldn't have went out and got Aguilar and were actually able to continue to hold on to him. So I wonder why he was obviously released in the first place. I think he's, do you not have issues dropping the ball?
It can be a problem.
Yeah. And I mean, he went up to Buffalo and he didn't really do anything up there either. He's, you know, when Buffalo picked him up, I thought, oh, that's a Sammy Watkins replacement right there, but didn't really turn out that way for him.
So I don't know if he's really, if he'll ever thrive as that number one receiver, but obviously there's multiple receivers on the field at one time, so they still can be effective and useful, just maybe not as we possibly expect. For where he's going to end up, I'm not really sure at all. If we're just thinking about chucking a name, I'd actually quite like to see him in Arizona. I'd like to see him behind Larry Fitzgerald, to see what, if he can actually have an impact on him and hopefully progress. And I think Sam Bradford is someone that you kind of want having throwing you the ball. I think that could be an interesting place if he was to consider it.
Cameron?
So, yeah, I'm the same with this one. I'm struggling to place him somewhere. I wondered whether he would end up at the Jets. They've obviously gone and picked up Terrell Pryor. Could still end up at the Jets. They definitely need weapons there. Does he go back to Buffalo? I don't think so. I feel like if he's going to thrive, he needs a really good quarterback, because he has had those issues. But he can be an explosive player. He had that one really good season with the Eagles where, you know, when he went to Buffalo, I thought he could be a great player.
I'll put your mind at rest.
Right, okay.
He's going to the Colts.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a decent shout, to be fair. The only other one I wondered would have been the Titans, because they've, you know, looks like Eric Decker's going to move on, whether or not he would be the sort of player that would thrive playing alongside Mariota. But no, I'm not convinced by that either. Oh, geez, right. Do you know what? I'm actually going to go Redskins. I think he's going to end up at the Redskins, because I think, talking about having a good quarterback, I think playing with Alex Smith would be excellent for him, and actually gives Alex Smith another threat there as well.
It's interesting. We all see some value in him, which is interesting. Kenny Vaccaro of the Saints.
I think your best place for this one, what's someone getting with Kenny Vaccaro?
Inconsistency.
Right, okay.
I think that's the basic problem. I mean, I wouldn't be unhappy to see him stay in New Orleans if they can work something out. And again, sometimes it just comes down to, if you don't get the player you want in the draft, you get an early injury somewhere along the line. I think he's a player that will draw interest from any team that's looking for a little bit of help, and you just got to hope that he slots into the right system. I wouldn't be unhappy if he stayed at the Saints. I'm just wondering, though, he's the kind of player that's got a whiff of going within his division.
Right, okay.
So, you know, somewhere, you know, the Falcons might take him. Sometimes, not necessarily for the play, but for the playbook.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if he goes within division. And I'll just pick one of the three and say the Falcons.
Falcons. Okay. Jamie?
It's been quite an interesting free agency so far. The fact that safety seems to be a devalued position at the moment. People are not getting paid very well. It's all short deals. There's a lot of safety still sitting there. So honestly, I'm not really sure. I think because of the way the free agency market is going at the moment, the fact that safeties aren't flying off the board, I think he goes back to the Saints and probably goes on a cheaper deal than he would have liked. But at least he goes back to somewhere he knows. Especially if they pick up Sue, as I envision, then he's definitely probably going, I need to get back there.
Yeah.
I'll stay where I am. The last of our six is Eric Reid.
Oh, did I not get to pick?
Oh, do you not?
I know you're desperate to move on that he's staying at the Saints, but come on.
I thought we decided already. No, you can have a pick.
Fine, okay. No. Now I need to come up with something. I was thinking, for me, there's two in my mind, both of them in the sort of west of the country. I wonder whether he might end up at the Cardinals as well. They've obviously lost the Honey Badger. He could maybe fill a similar type role there. The one other one would be the Chiefs. Obviously, they've lost Marcus Peters from the cornerback position. Safety, you know, you quite often see cornerbacks and safeties moving and transitioning. I'm not sure that Vaccaro could transition into cornerback, but he perhaps gives them another option there. But off the two, I'm going to say the Cardinals. You can move on now.
Thank you very much. You need to be more decisive. Eric Reid, where do you think? Let's give you first pick on Eric Reid.
Right, so yeah, absolutely. I'm a massive Eric Reid fan, and I really hope this isn't another Kaepernick type thing where he's just not going to get picked up because he chose to take a knee during the anthem. I think that, my God, America needs to accept people can protest. You know, the First Amendment is not just there if it suits your opinion. It's got to be there if it's a thing. I'll be honest, I'd love to have him back. I really hope that, you know, the 49ers kind of learn a little bit as well from the Kaepernick thing. Whilst I think Kaepernick was right to move on, I think that you back your player. And I think that, you know, fine, Eric's already come out and said he doesn't plan to protest the anthem anymore. It shouldn't be about that. It should be about what he provides on the park. If we're willing to accept guys that are committing crimes left, right and centre, really the worst thing you can do is kneel at the anthem and protest to some of the stuff that's happening in your community? No, absolutely not. So for me, I hope Eric Reid comes back to the 49ers.
I don't want to see him punished for what he did. I disagree with what he did. We've talked about this. I think there's other ways to protest. So we don't agree on that. But if you look at, as the player, he's a talented player. I'm with you. I think he stays in San Francisco if he's given the guarantee. I mean, the whole anthem thing, I mean, we could spend hours on it. But let's look at him as a player. If his team are about to get good, then I think you would want to stay. Do you see him going somewhere else, Jim?
I actually was playing with the idea that he might actually go to Arizona. I thought it was an interesting one. I think they could do with a playmaker, and obviously staying within the same division could be quite an interesting one, especially if the 49ers have let him go and have not shown any interest, and he might go down the same route as Richard Sherman, almost with a, all right, well, if you won't have me, then I'm going to play against you and ruin your time, so I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
And just to wrap things up, I've been writing all these down. Jamie, we didn't get an Adrian Peterson pick off you.
So Adrian Peterson, for me, I think is actually probably going to be sitting in free agency for a while.
Okay.
I think his biggest issue is not that he's obviously a great player, historical, but I think the way that the offenses are moving these days, I think he obviously struggles out of the shotgun. So it's just trying to find an offense that I think that'll actually have him under center. I like to mention the Seahawks. I did have a name and I can't remember what it was now.
Is it the Edinburgh Wolves?
Actually, the Indianapolis Colts, I think, is a potential for them. They obviously they don't mind going for the older back in Frank Gore. If they bring him in, hopefully they might be able to protect Andrew Luck a bit better and give him somebody to hand the ball off and really just fight for those yards. So I'd hope to not see him against the Texans, but yeah, I think he might go to the Colts.
Time will tell. So that's the picks in. That's just committed, as we established earlier. The scores so far on the door are: I have 1 point, Paul has 0, and a guest score also has 0. So we've really done well. Let's hope this next six is better. We'll be keeping a track of this over the season. Come the end of the season, we will crown the pick six champion, whoever it is that's done best. Is it me? Is it Paul? Is it the guest? Jamie, pressure's on.
And also, we'll probably put this up as a competition as well on the Twitter feed. So if you're listening to us, you can nip back, send us a little note where you think these six people are going to go, and whoever gets the most right will get a little prize.
Absolutely. But I've learned from the last time, if you start telling me after it's happened, it doesn't count. It's getting fast.
A couple of interesting stories coming out of the NFL this week. The one that caught my eye, and I thought we had to discuss it, was the headline on a website that saw, who is the best fit for Johnny Manziel? Now, my first question would be, is there such a thing? Now, he's come back, he's had a pro day, he's trying to look good. The NFL loves a reclamation project. Can Johnny Manziel realistically play in the NFL again?
I think if he actually has reformed and has actually managed to sort his life out a bit, then there is obviously the potential. He was an electric player, like so electric in college, and he did show sparks of that in his time in the NFL. We've obviously seen in the past that people have been given the chance to redeem themselves and have actually done successfully if they are successful in redeeming getting better. So I don't know where he would end up at the moment. I suppose that's really a question on ownership and if they're actually willing to take a chance on him. But I think if he is worth giving the chance on, do you know what he mind up? The Cowboys. The Cowboys, Jerry Jones, likely, if he thinks he has. He obviously really liked him in the draft. I think that's obviously a potential option.
The one that makes me wonder, and I'm thinking even if I'm Johnny, the sort of place I'd like to go would be the Patriots. So they've got Brian Hoyer as a backup. And we saw last year, he's not really much to talk about. They lost Garoppolo, who was coming through as the number two, and I feel like there's not a number two there. Now, Brady's definitely going to play. Doesn't tend to get injured all that much. And if you keep Hoyer on the books as well, maybe you pick up Manziel and say, right, go and sit in behind Brady. And a coach like Belichick is the sort of coach he maybe needs to just make sure he keeps his head screwed on. A big, strong character that's not going to take any nonsense. So if I'm Johnny, that's where I would hope to end up. I think one of the worst moves would be somewhere like the Raiders and end up somewhere like that. Now, Gruden obviously knows what he's doing, but I think that's the kind of franchise where he's in an area that he might just reformed the old ways. He needs to go somewhere that he can just focus on his football, sit in, learn, show and continue to show he's changed, and hopefully gets his chance that way. But
for all those reasons, I agree with you. I'm just thinking Pete Carroll in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering if that's the, you know, the, he's been the college coach, he's the pro coach, he's got a nice air about him. I just wondered if that's the case. The other story I want to touch on before we go, Odell Beckham Jr. wants a contract extension. Looks like he may throw the toys out the pram if he doesn't get one. Is it a good idea to be holding your GM almost to ransom? Because that's roughly what this is. I'm not saying he's right, I'm not saying he's wrong. Just wondering if it is a good idea.
I think if you're Odell Beckham, I think you feel like you deserve that contract extension. You've been playing at like the highest level as one of the best players in the league, one of the most marketable players as well. He probably definitely deserves more than what he's been getting paid in the last few years. So as a player, you're probably going, if I get injured now, I'll never be able to have the chance to make the money that I actually deserve, and probably from past experience. The only issue with Odell is a lot of controversy off the field. He came in the first year, few years, was excellent, obviously breaking records, and then suddenly they've had that party on the boat before their playoff game, and it just seems to be that off the field issues seem to be a reoccurring thing for him. It's come up again this off season, and if you're the Giants GM, are you thinking that he's actually worth paying all that money for? If you actually think he's, do you think he's going to stay at that level he's been playing, or do you think he's going to drop off and these off field issues are going to come a problem for him?
And they've done it on defence. They've moved on a couple of guys on the defence because it wasn't working well. I mean, there was issues with the head coach there as well, but I wonder whether, you know, the new head coach coming in and it's a fresh chance for him. But I mean, there seems to be some chat saying that, you know, the GM said that nobody isn't available for trade for the right price, you know, and then you got to start thinking, right, well, what's the right price for Odell Beckham? Is he worth a first round pick? Possibly, if you really need an upgrade at wide receiver, and again, you can kind of keep him in check a little bit. But the one thing I wonder is, he does get a hard time for some of the stuff, but does he get more of a hard time than maybe some of the other people in the league? And I'm thinking people like Michael Bennett, who are equally as disruptive behaviour on the park sometimes as well, but maybe doesn't get quite the same scrutiny put on him.
That's the New York market for you. That's the New York market. And finally, before we go, a happy trails to Tom Benson, 90 years old, the former owner of the New Orleans Saints, passed away earlier on this month. He'd been the owner of the Saints since 1985. The Saints were on the verge of relocating to Jacksonville, and he came in and took them over. In 1987, the Saints posted their first winning season. The hire of Jim Mora was crucial. Then the hire of Sean Payton, the Super Bowl in 2009. He also owned the New Orleans Pelicans. And for a young man who started off in the US Navy, he died the richest man in Louisiana with a net worth of $2.8 billion. The boy did good.
Didn't he? And it's so sad to see the loss of a great owner in a time where the league has so many that you maybe wouldn't say the same about. Bob McNair comes to mind. You know, it's really sad, and obviously you could see that by the way that his life was celebrated the last couple of weeks or so in New Orleans. So yeah,
the Benson boogie is no more, but I'm sure it will continue somewhere along the line. And that's just about it for us for now.
Yeah, that concludes everything for episode 5. Hope you've enjoyed listening. And again, we'd love to hear your feedback, good and bad. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at ScotlandNFL. And we've also got a brand new Facebook page, www.facebook.com/ScotlandNFL.
We'll have another podcast next week, so look out for that as well. We try and get them out to you during the close season as well.
Thank you for everyone that's been listening, sharing, chatting about this podcast as we continue to see the numbers grow every single week.
Please tell your NFL friends all about us. Our thanks to our guest today, to Jamie Morrison. We wish him well with the Edinburgh Wolves. All the best for the season ahead. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.